Tuesday marks the 38th anniversary of the self-immolation of Jan Palach, the young student whose suicide transformed him into a symbol of Czechoslovak resistance following the 1968 Soviet-led invasion. Jan Palach would have turned 59 this year had he not taken his own life. His legacy, however, lives on. Rob Cameron has this report.
On January the 16th, 1969, a 20-year-old student from Prague's philosophy faculty set off for Wenceslas Square, the city's biggest thoroughfare. The country was still under occupation by Soviet troops 5 months after the invasion. The purge of reformers within the ranks of Czechoslovakia's Communist Party, a purge which gradually fanned out to all areas of society, had begun. But worst of all, thought Jan Palach, Czechoslovaks were becoming apathetic and demoralized. To rouse them from their apathy, he decided to burn himself to death in public. The late Yaroslava Mozerova, doctor, translator and politician, was among the first to treat Jan Palach after he was brought to hospital. His death 3 days later left an indelible mark on her life, and from that moment on until her own death last year, Yaroslava Mozerova tirelessly carried Jan Palach's legacy, explaining to journalists, politicians and ordinary people what he had done and why he had done it. Here she is talking to Radio Prague in 2003.
I was one of those who did the first care, who cleaned the burnt areas. Of course, I shall never forget it, nor the days that followed. We were all very unhappy, not only over his fate, but the fate of the nation, because he did it for the nation. And I think that that was clear for everyone from the very first. I wasn't with him when he was being taken upstairs to the intensive care unit, but one of the nurses that was with him said that he kept repeating, please tell everyone why I did it, please tell everyone. The reason why he did it was quite clear. It was not so much in opposition to the Soviet occupation, but the demoralization which was setting in. The people who were not only giving up, but giving in. And he wanted to stop that demoralization. The multitude of people in the street, silent, with sad eyes, serious faces, which, when you looked at those people, you understood that everyone understands. All the decent people who are on the verge of making compromises, I'm sure. It certainly had a huge impact on young people and students. What I regret very deeply is that so many people seem to be forgetting the atmosphere of the time and what he did.
Jan Palach's funeral became a focal point for opposition to the occupation, as Czechoslovaks mourned not only a bright and talented student, but their own lost sovereignty. A month later, another student, Jan Zajíc, burned himself to death on the same spot, and more suicides followed. Historians are divided as to the effect of Palach's suicide. In January 1989, thousands of demonstrators gathered on Wenceslas Square to mark the 20th anniversary of his death. The regime's brutal crackdown of the protest was a dress rehearsal for the Velvet Revolution of November 1989. Later on Tuesday, a small ceremony will be held at the philosophy faculty, where former teachers and fellow students will remember Jan Palach and what he did one day in January, 38 years ago.
Rob Cameron there with that report.
Voláme všechny Čechy.